Our assignment for this morning was to get five people out of the Bible that were not apostles or disciples or whatever, just people that are there and not the most famous ones. And one person was Jael. She was a woman who helped the Israelites out. She helped the Israelites out when they were in trouble. An enemy was coming to fight with them, and she acted like a friend, and then she killed the leader. And then there was Abner. He was in 1 Kings 26. He was Saul's captain, the commander of Saul's army. And there was another man, Joseph of Arimathea. He was rich and he owned a tomb, and that's where they buried Jesus when he died. And also another was Simon of Cyrene. He helped Jesus carry his cross. And then the last one was Onesimus. He was a slave, Philemon's slave, and he escaped to Rome, and he was with Paul there when Paul was in prison. And then Paul sent him home to Philemon, his master.
I thought I'd read here in Acts about these seven brothers who were chosen as deacons. It's Acts 6, 5 and 6. The statement found approval with the whole congregation, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. And these they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid their hands on them. And I think of those seven, the one we probably know most about is Stephen, how he was such a faithful brother, and then he finally died for the Lord. They stoned him. And so, yeah, I thought I'd bring that out.
I got Barnabas, Simeon, Stephen, and Ananias, and Cornelius, and I have a verse here, Acts 7, verse 54, it's about Stephen when he died. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened up, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." And Stephen, he didn't care that they were stoning him. He was just ready to go.
I got a few faithful brothers and sisters in Romans 16. First here in chapter 16, verse 1, Phoebe was a faithful sister and helped the church and helped Paul. And the next two were Priscilla and Aquila. They risked their lives to help. And so they were faithful. And then Androchus and Junius it says they were outstanding among the apostles and were in the faith before the writer here, and so that's a blessing. And blessing to see the faithful brothers and sisters that were just faithful in the New Testament.
I got some in Acts 17. Timothy and Jason and Dionysius and a woman named Demarius and Silas. And Silas was with Peter in prison when the earthquake struck and the doors swung open and their chains fell off, but they didn't get away even though they could have. And then the guard saw that they didn't get away and asked to be saved.
Five New Testament early Christian believers: Alexander, Clement, Joseph, Timothy, Titus, Paul, Julian, Timothy, like a son. 2 Timothy 2:6.